Perfectly, all is in divine order now. Perfectly, all is in divine order now. Each one of us would like to have everything be in divine order for ourselves. Every one of us would like to have everything be in divine order and be that which is perfect and beautiful and good and wonderful. That's what we'd like. That's what we'd like, but do we have that? Is that what we really are? Are we all in divine order now? Are we all beautiful and perfect right now? Are we all magical right now? Imagine that it were so. Imagine that it were so that all is in divine order in our world right now. What would it be like to have everything be in divine order in our world right now? What would it be like to have everything functioning exactly like we dream it to function? Exactly like we'd like it to function? Well, now there we have to be very careful. Because if we allow our emotions to direct us and to control us, we're in trouble. Because if we allow our emotions to direct and control us, then we are creating for ourselves a very unhappy, limited life, a very undesirable life, because our emotions say, yes, yes, oh boy, and then our emotions say, no, I hate it, no, no, no. And whenever those things happen, we are not in control. We are not responsible. We are not the ones who are taking charge of our life. We're not doing it. Really, we're not. And how foolish that is. How foolish that is. Now, is that who you are? Are you taking charge of your life? Or are you not taking charge of your life? Are you the one who is in charge of everything that goes on in your world? If you are in charge of everything that goes on in your world, you can be sure that your world is a very special world. Your world is a very desirable world. Your world is a very magical world, because magic is all that your world knows. Now, do we really want to have everything be in divine order in our world? Well, if we do, then also our emotions are in divine order. Also, every emotion that we experience is in divine order. It is for our highest and our best. It is for the highest and the best of the entire world. It's for the highest and best of everyone that we love and know and are. It's for the highest and the best. That, of course, is the most desirable thing we could ever want. Because when everything is in divine order, and for our highest and best, there is no feeling about it. There is no emotion about it. There is no attitude about it. It just is. It's balance. It's lovely balance, where we feel good all the time. And we don't feel good all the time, and we don't feel bad all the time. We just feel a tingle, a dynamics about it. Because whenever we label anything good or bad, we are giving it an emotion. We are giving it an attitude. We're giving it a point of view. And when we are not 100% in charge of our emotions and attitude, then we have things happen to us that we are not always wanting to happen to us. We have things happen to us that we say are not in divine order. If you really want divine order in your life, you simply say, all is in divine order. You simply say, all is in divine order, and you do not put emotions with it. You do not put attitude with it. You do not put anything with it that is going to stimulate it in one direction or another. It's like the ideal that we speak about so often, the ideal worm, the ideal man, the ideal being. Who are you? Are you an ideal being, or are you an ideal woman or man? If you are any gender, then you have an emotion, because with that gender comes a boxcar of emotion. And the emotion is running you all over the place saying, if I'm a man, I got to act strong and I got to be this and I got to do that. If I'm a woman, I am tender and gentle and loving and this and that and the other thing. But a man and a woman are all the same. They are all the same. They are divine. It's divine. And the ability for manliness or feminineness, the ability for genderness, is only for the human point of view. Now, you say the human point of view is very good. Yes, the human point of view is very good, but it's only for that. When we can let go and just let all be in divine order, let all be expressing the purity and the goodness and the magic and the wonder of what it is, then we have it made. Then we truly have it made. Then we are truly all in divine order. To be in divine order is not a noble thing and not an ignoble thing. It is just being. It is just the essence. I want to return to my original purity and integrity. That's divine order. Now, what is your original purity and integrity? What is my original purity and integrity? My original purity and integrity is to be me and have fun. To be me and enjoy life. To be me and live in a happy, marvelous expression of who and what I am. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, that I know who and what I am. That's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. Because I am that expression now. You and I each know that this happens to us. We have the experience of divine order every once in a while. We have the experience of divine order every once in a while when we just feel peace within us. We feel harmony within us. We feel balance within us. And these are things that we want. These are things that we desire, to feel peace and harmony and balance. These are things that we are looking for. These are things that we are calling divine order. These are things that we're calling magic within us. And as we call these things magic within us, what happens? We feel so blessed. It's a blessing to me and a blessing to all to be in divine order. When I look at the world and I say, of the world, all is in divine order. I look at the world and I see the world in balance, in peace, in harmony, in goodness. I see the world delightfully moving through all the activities that it moves through, and it is doing it wonderfully, beautifully now. And as I see that, I feel good within myself. I feel magic within myself. I feel wonder within myself. And as I see a blessing to me, all being a blessing to me, then it's a blessing to all. It's a blessing to all on the face of the earth. It's a blessing to every being to be in divine order. I live in that concept that it's a blessing to me. I live in that concept it's a blessing to all. I live in that concept of harmony and peace and balance. That's what I want. That's what I express. That's what I live in my heart. And I know that all is in divine order. I know that all is flowing in the harmonious, beautiful way that all is. Because that's all that life is, a beautiful, harmonious way of being good. And when you live in that beautiful, harmonious way of being delightful, charming, harmonious, balanced, peaceful now, you feel all is in divine order. And could we want anything different from that? Can we define divine order differently than harmony, peace, and balance? because truly, that's what it is. Enjoy that today in your life, as I enjoy it in mine, and as I love myself, as I truly love myself, I say of you, I love you, I love you, I love you.